Welcome to Bite Size SEO News, where I find the top 3 news in digital marketing so you don't have to. Where I make news easy to digest and easy to follow. If you want to read the article, links are posted in the show notes below, so you never have to worry about FOMO. My name is Rich Young, your host. Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2022, episode 32. Coming up, fresh out of the oven are today's top 3 news you definitely don't want to miss. Story 1. 3 changes coming to Google Ads automated extensions. Story 2. Google AdSense launches related search for content pages. Story 3. Microsoft rolls out access to the Amazon App Store preview in Windows 11. If you're ready, let's get into it. Our first story for today. This one's brought to you by Danny Goodwin of Search Engine Land. Google Ads has announced 3 changes to the way automated extensions, a type of ad extension that is created dynamically for your ad when it's predicted to improve your performance. Here's what's changing in Google Ads automated extensions. 1. Automated and manual extensions can be shown together. Starting in mid-March, automated extensions can be shown with manually created extensions. So if you have created 2 links manually, Google Ads can show 2 dynamic site links for a total of 4 site links. 2. Reporting. In the next coming weeks, Google Ads will provide a report for automatically created extensions. You can view these in the table view of the extensions page. 3. Can be added at ad group, campaign, or account level. Also starting in mid-March, site links, callouts, and structured snippets from higher levels in your account can serve with extensions of the same type from lower levels. Why do we care? In a keyword, click-through rate, Google said in their announcement that when 4 site links, advertisers can see a 20% higher CTR. As always, results will vary, so make sure to check the performance data of your automated extensions. You can always pause or remove any underperforming extensions. Our second story today, this one's brought to you by George Nguyen, also from Search Engine Land. Google has launched related search for content pages, a new AdSense feature that displays search terms related to the content of the pages users are reading, the company announced Monday. Why do we care? The main benefit here is that you may be able to get more ad revenue by directing users to your internal search results, where AdSense will show them more ads. Additionally, this is somewhat similar to related articles widgets, which means that it can encourage users to explore more of your content. How does it work? Related search for content pages is an AdSense for Search feature, meaning that it's designed to monetize your internal site search results. Site owners can create related search units in their AdSense account and stylize them to match their site. Then they can add the related search unit to their site with a simple code change. Our last story for the day, this one's brought to you by Sarah Perez of TechCrunch. Last October, Microsoft began testing Android apps on Windows 11 PCs in partnership with Amazon and its App Store. However, the feature was only available to beta testers participating in the Windows 11 Insider program and was limited to around 50 apps. Today, the company is opening access to a broader audience with the arrival of Amazon App Store Preview in the Microsoft Store, which will now offer more than 1,000 apps and games. Alongside this launch, Microsoft is also rolling out select Windows taskbar improvements and redesigned Media Player and Notepad apps. Originally, Android app beta testers were able to try out apps like Amazon's Kindle app, The Washington Post, Clash of Kings, Coinmaster, and LEGO Duplo World, among others. The experience is built on the Android platform via the new Windows subsystem for Android, powered by Intel's Bridge technology. Both AMD and Intel devices are supported, however, given they meet hardware requirements for running Windows 11. The expanded access to the Amazon App Store preview began rolling out earlier this morning, as engineering prep work was needed to stage the experience, but the full integrated experience wasn't yet live. Now, Windows 11 users in the US will be able to access the Amazon App Store preview and download over 1,000 more apps and games in partnership with Amazon, including top apps like Audible, Subway Surfers, Lords Mobile, Khan Academy Kids, and others. To get started, users will need to open, then update their Microsoft Store. You can then search for your favorite apps and games and download them through the Amazon App Store. The idea is that the apps will run in a way that makes them feel like a part of Windows, as they'll integrate with Windows input and window experiences like Snap Layouts. Taskbar improvements are also rolling out today. The redesigned version of the taskbar in Windows 11 received a lot of complaints from users who didn't appreciate that the bar was now locked to the bottom of the screen and didn't allow users to add their own shortcuts. Microsoft heard the feedback and has been planning to fix this, but today's update is about addressing a different set of issues. The taskbar will now show the clock and date on the taskbar of the secondary monitor. It will now show live weather content in the left-hand corner of the taskbar, and Microsoft Teams customers will be able to mute, unmute, and share any window from the taskbar to make window calls go more smoothly. These features will initially be available in the February 2022 non-security preview release. The Media Player app, meanwhile, gained improved keyboard shortcuts and access keys for keyboard users along with other accessibility improvements. And the Notepad app gained a new user interface with design features from Windows 11, dark mode support, simplified menus, and other requested features like multi-level undo, colorful emoji, and a better find and replace experience. Users can request these latter updates by going to Settings, Update, and Security, Windows Update, and then select Check for Updates. Microsoft says it plans to update Windows 11 more frequently in 2022 in addition to its annual update. If you'd like to check out more of the article, make sure to refer to the show notes, and you can find the articles there. That's it for today's show. We've made it to the end. You're good to go and ready for the day. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate the show so it helps spread the news and I can continue doing what I do best, which is providing you the latest SEO news you just cannot miss. Serve tapas style, making it easy on the stomach and on the go. Once again, I'm your host, Rich Ung, and I'll see you on the flip side.